Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, the voice, longtime friend and longtime voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Paul Keels, is here. Paul, how you been, my friend?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
It's great to hear your voice, man. I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. This Ohio State team just, I thought this would be the year. You heard so much about Michigan getting better and Ohio State. Well, the change at head coach, and they haven't missed a beat. If anything, they almost got stronger. I mean, what do you attribute just kind of carrying on same old Sable out of the Ohio State Buckeye organization to this year?
Well, the consistency that, you know, Ryan Day, having been on the staff for 2 years previous, as well as how he handled things last year as the acting head coach through all of summer camp and for the first three games of the season, and just the consistency that's brought about. Even though he changed most of the defensive coaching staff, there were a lot of the inner workings that he kept the same when it came to strength and conditioning and player development personnel and things like that. And I think also the other thing, Bill, you've seen is just how his personality and his easygoing and calm way of dealing things has filtered to the coaching staff, to the players, and it's really brought a lot of connectiveness together.
You look at the quarterback position and Haskins and company, you thought, how do you replace that kind of productivity? Justin Fields has been all that and so much more. Talk about the season that he's having.
Well, and what he's brought is an element that, you know, for all of the great records that Dwayne Haskins broke, Justin Fields has brought a running threat back to Ohio State's offense. That was something that Dwayne didn't present. So as well as, you know, throwing the ball incredibly well and utilizing a great group of receivers and tight ends, he's added to the rushing threat. It's also allowed J.K. Dobbins to continue to run the football at a high level. And, you know, maybe just how quickly Justin Fields is really connected to all of this, considering, you know, he got there shortly after the first of the year, went through spring football, and really they didn't expose him, hardly show a lot to the what we could see in public through spring practice and spring games. But he's really kind of linked up with everything that's been in place already, and to his credit, has been able to be a great part of it, but he's also taken advantage of the other great parts that are around it.
I look at this game as Wisconsin still with a little bit of glimmer at the end of the tunnel, but now kind of like a wounded animal that where they got to come out and they have to get a win if they're going to keep any hopes alive to get to the Final Four. I don't know if it makes them more dangerous, but is that the way the veracity might be a little bit more ramped up after coming out of that Illinois loss? Or do you take a loss to Illinois and you go, man, maybe this team isn't who we thought they were?
No, I think that the threat that was perceived from the Ohio State part is still there, regardless of what happened last week. They still know that Wisconsin's a dangerous football team. The toughest test that they will have seen all year, both on offense and defense. You know, there was concern about the defense they would see from both Northwestern and from Michigan State, but knew that there weren't the offensive challenges there. But one of the things, Bill, that this team has done such a good job of is taking everything week by week. You know, the last 2 years, Ohio State knows what it's like to suffer a loss that nobody saw coming, whether it's at Iowa 2 years ago or at Purdue last year, and losses that kept them out of the playoff picture. But with Wisconsin having lost last week in Illinois, that does not change Ohio State's view of the threat that Wisconsin brings.
Did Lovie Smith's defense expose anything, do you think, last week?
It may have. And, you know, I think the other part from the Illinois standpoint, they were healthier than they'd been in a while with some of their key people. But I don't know that that makes Ohio – and again, this is, you know, I can't speak to the coaching staff, but I don't know that it makes Ohio State feel that Wisconsin is any more susceptible to anything that it would have been the previous week. They know it's an outstanding defense. They know it's an outstanding offense with an outstanding running back. So, what, you know, maybe the coaches are looking at some things that, you know, us lay people can't quite make sense out of, and maybe they see something that's here or there, but, you know, again, I think you have to give Illinois credit. The fact that Illinois has got a couple of players, especially Corbin and tailback, that can be game-changing type of players. But from what we read and hear, Illinois was the healthiest they'd been in a while.
Wanted to also say, by the way, we're talking with Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. It looks like we were talking about Chase Young, and Joe just reminded me. Talk about Chase Young and the season that he's having, that outside defensive end.
Incredible. But everybody kind of anticipated that. Well, a lot of people didn't know, and we didn't know until after the year was over last year. Chase Young played most of last year with a bad ankle, but still had an All-American type of season. He's been phenomenal. He's really affected offenses adversely. But a lot of it also has to do with the disruption of the interior defensive linemen and just how well this whole defense has played. You know, the defense last year, for all of the success that the football team had, the defense was pretty porous with giving up big plays. That really has tightened up. All but one, an entirely new defensive coaching staff, seems to, from what we listen to people say, it's made things a little simpler. But Chase Young is, no question, he's a phenomenal player, one of the most phenomenal ones we've seen at Ohio State in a long time. But he's also benefiting from the play of the defense as a whole.
And as far as health-wise goes, looks like you're going to get Baron Browning back, correct?
That's the indication, although, you know, one of the changes this year, Ryan Day has really not been very forthcoming and just chooses not to be regarding injuries and the health of players with the privacy laws. They do, you know, and on Fridays they put out an availability report. But the indication even after last week was that Baron Browning would come back. He's a guy that really has helped in some unusual situations. They've played with four linebackers, but he's a guy that really has come on and been a big part of why this defense has played so well.
And senior defensive end Jonathan Cooper, he's like, as you talked about Ryan Day, saying it's going to be kind of that game-time decision along with the wide receiver Austin Mack too, right?
You know, I just I didn't know Mack was on there. That just came in right before you guys called. I just saw that Cooper was listed as game time. You know, unfortunately, Jonathan Cooper, who's one of the team captains, he's a local guy here. He suffered an ankle injury the week leading into the first game of the year, and they probably were very cautious. He didn't play until the Nebraska game. He probably could have played a week earlier, but it sounds like it's just something that he's just fighting through and having to deal with. You know, just unfortunate that a guy in his final year has to deal with all of that. Was not aware of the Austin Mack again. I have not seen the full report yet. That would be unfortunate because this is a young man that had a big game last week. He suffered an injury at the middle of the season last year that cost him some time. But that's also a receiving group that's very, very deep.
I wanted to also ask you about the perception of this Wisconsin defense. They got ran on a little bit this past weekend, but they have been a defense that's been pitching shutouts and been one of the top-ranked defenses in the country. What do you see that makes them so good, Paul?
Geez, where do you start? you know, a defensive line that much like Ohio State's, is very disruptive at the line of scrimmage. That linebacker group, just in the games I've watched, seemed to be, you know, when you think about Chris Orr and Zach Vaughn and Jack Sanborn and Noah Burks, a group that just seems to be all over the place. And you can tell the athleticism of the back end. So it's a defense that just seems to do so much all over the field. And as Ryan Day's talked about it, a lot of it has to do with the play of those linebackers.
Paul, before I let you go, obviously there's a lot of expectations for the Ohio State Buckeyes each and every year. But the pressure, you talked about Ryan Day and being able to be that kind of quasi-head coach and getting his feet wet, been there with the program a couple of years. Off the field, I mean, we all know that the commits on the field are as much as they are off the field. Off the field, how's he done? I mean, because it's tough. When you go from being the one of the assistants to the main guy, the time demand is drastically different.
You know, the off-the-field part from recruiting, he's done very well and has continued kind of the train that Urban Meyer had going. As far as the media stuff, he's more accessible, more available. He's just kind of brand new in getting into all of the boosters and all of the speaking engagements and all of that. He and his wife have done a very good job in connecting with Nationwide Children's Hospital here with a mental health awareness based on some things that happened in both of their lives as youths. So he's been a very, very engaging figure publicly. From a media standpoint, he's been phenomenal to deal with. And I think people really are enjoying the approach that he's brought about, and winning certainly helps all of that.
Always great to talk to you, Paul. I always appreciate your time. Look forward to a big game this coming weekend, and then best of luck down the road, okay?
All right, take care, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. You too. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. I've known Paul for God, long, 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 long time. All the way back to the days that he was calling UC Bearcat basketball and then started calling Bengals football. Knew him over at WLW for years and then up at Ohio State for years after that. And he's been around a long time. Paul's just a truly, truly good guy. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.